to the Utah Puck Report, Grizzlies edition. Again, we like to keep updating with the Grizzlies. So, of course, we're going to bring in Vice President and General Manager and multiple hat wearer, ticket sales guy. I'm pretty sure I've seen you sweep the stairs a few times and pick up trash.
Whatever needs to be done, we're going to make it happen.
Fill water bottles. It's Jared Youngman. Jared, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Jared, things are insane right now with the Utah. This weekend was unreal. Like, those were three of the most fun games that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I feel bad for the 3,000-plus people that left with 3 minutes left to go in the game. And they missed 68 seconds worth of three goals in overtime and then a huge overtime win.
Grizz were down 4-1, right? Was it 4-1?
4-1.
With like 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
And came back, won 5-4 in overtime.
5-4 in overtime.
And tons of people left.
Yeah. Oh, it was the stands were empty. And even talking to a few people, they're just like, yeah, I left. I'm so upset. And
somebody that we'd given tickets to was like, oh, that was a terrible game to go to. She texted me that before. I'm like, you clearly didn't stay till the end.
No, yeah.
But, yeah, you can't just walk out on hockey.
No. I was talking to a season ticket holder, and he's like, listen, they left early because the wife's like, the boy's getting cranky a little bit. He's tired. We need to go. And he's just like, no. And so he finally gave in. And he's like, I never leave early.
Lesson learned.
So now the wife's like, I'm so sorry. I apologize. So,
even like in minor league hockey, not only could anything happen because, it's hockey still.
Right.
But it's minor league hockey, so there might be some pretty good fights too. If it's still out of reach, there might be some good fights. I know there's rules against it, but those guys don't care a lot of times. So, like, stay till the end.
Well, and you're a fighter, right? I mean, if you got a guy that's a fighter, like, all right, listen, you go fight. You're going to get suspended, but it's like your job's to fight.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, okay, so losing him for a game or two is probably not that big of a deal compared to, making things happen. But, yeah, it was Saturday night was
crazy.
It was awesome.
Crazy. Yeah. And Madison and I were there on Monday and watched the overtime loss. But still, I mean, that game was so much fun. And to watch the goaltending was amazing both sides. I was surprised that Jeff Carr pulled his goalie. Like, he switched goalies after three goaltender problem goals.
No, I don't think that. Yeah, those
were two of them were breakaways. Two goals were basically breakaways that the Grizzlies scored, and you yank your goalie for that?
Yeah, maybe he's just trying to drum up some additional push, by putting the other guy in. And
I get it, but, man, it was...
You're a goalie, though, so you're like, don't be pulling me if I'm on the ice right
especially
there.
If I give up, I give up three all the time. they'd be like, wow, Jay's doing well. He's only giving up three this period.
Yeah.
I know Jeff. I've known Jeff for a long time.
Right.
It's cool.
Great guy.
Half that staff were former Grizzlies, too.
Yeah.
Jeff Carr, who up with the Grizzlies, the funny thing was he was my assistant coach when I was coaching the Ogden Mustangs.
Right.
But he was fantastic. Yeah. And then
Joe Rumpel,
his
assistant, he played here for a couple.
Seeing Rumpel there as a coach, a former goalie, Grizzlies goalie coaching, and then Mason.
Yeah.
Mason,
they picked him up, halfway through the season, I think.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was sitting in the stands. I'm like, that's Mason.
Yeah.
And then somebody texted, I'm trying to remember who told me that, Mason, he ended up going to college there and ended up
Well, he wanted to go to school, so he went up to Utah State.
Oh, okay.
So he left us, wanted to go to school to Logan.
Yeah.
And then I guess, and I didn't realize that Carr had called him either, but all of a sudden I hear, Mason's coming back. And so I went and saw him. I'm like, how does it feel? And he goes, this is weird being on the opposite bench. I'm like, I bet you it is.
That's so weird. All right, so now the Grizzlies are right there for playoffs.
Basically, we're 1 point out of third. We're in the playoffs. The push is there.
Yeah.
I mean, things are happening.
You need to be in fourth in the division.
Yeah, in the division.
And we're
1 point behind the third. So,
all right.
So I would say we're in it. I mean, you've got the schedule the rest of the way out's going to be tough, not only for us but for everybody, right? I mean, this weekend we're going to Rapid, which they're in last.
Right.
So hopefully we come out with 4 or 5 or 6 of the 6 points there. But I mean, Allen, Idaho, Kansas City, Tulsa, they're all playing each other right now.
Yeah, which is good.
So, which is good. We just need to, Kansas City and Idaho to take care of business so they stay up top. And then we take care of our own points and make things happen.
So as long as they keep handing everybody else losses,
we're okay. And we're winning, we're okay.
Yeah, and you got to get a couple wins one way or the other. You got to hope that you're hitting. You got to somehow the Grizzlies always manage to win against Idaho.
Yeah,
and I think I'm pretty sure they're one of like Kansas City only has 10 losses this year.
Yeah, Kansas City is amazing. Happened there?
I don't know.
The question.
I don't understand it because, well, and that's the cool thing about the East Coast League is that one team. Well, if you look, like Rapid City had a great push a couple years ago and was on fire, and now they're in last place.
Right.
So you just never know. That's the cool thing about East Coast League.
Yeah.
And Grizzlies, typically, since the Kanasiewicz days, they've always been right at the top, and this year you're right in the middle. And I've talked to Kanasiewicz a lot of times about all the different roster changes. And, you're all right. Beginning of the year, you got Miner and Metcalf. You bring in Dante to be, the third goalie mentor,
right.
learn how to play under these guys. And a couple months later, Miner's gone, which he should have never been here in the first place, in my opinion. He's an AHL or an NHL goalie. Like, he got a shutout last night, I think.
Right. Yeah, he's doing very well with the Eagles.
Phenomenal. He's such a good goaltender. I think the only knock on him is that he's short.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're taking chances away from him because he's short.
Right.
Even though his numbers in the East Coast League and the AHL are phenomenal.
Yeah.
But you lose him. You lose Metcalf for the rest of his life. He's done as a hockey player, which is horrible.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So you throw Dante in the fire, get lucky and get loaned a goalie from St. Louis, Will
Cranley.
Cranley.
Yeah.
Great kid. Both of them just such quality kids. Dante is up there with some of the best people you meet. He's just phenomenal.
No, the goaltending core we have is great. I mean, it was hard losing Metcalf. I mean, I was really excited, when we signed him.
Yeah.
And then this year he got, you feel bad because he's that third goalie, so he's playing every little bit he can. And then all of a sudden he gets that contract with Colorado, so it's like, okay, he's going to be able to show the folks here what he's got, what he's made of. And then he gets hurt with, the surgery and all.
Yeah.
And so now he's out.
Both
so you
hips,
feel bad
man.
For him. And, Dante's done well. Cranley's done well. We just signed a new goalie.
Yeah, I saw that.
So,
Frisk,
yeah. So
out of America. So he was at American International. Which
he was there for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, you and I were talking about it. I'm like, I didn't even know that was a school
for
so long. And then it's NCAA Division I. And then he went to Niagara.
Right.
Where we've had a bunch of Utah players at both those schools now.
So
really cool. I looked at his numbers. They looked really good. He is a giant.
He looked
like a giant.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. But at the same time, you're like, man, I really was hoping as we start getting people back from the Avs or whatever and the D core gets a little more solid that Dante and Will would get a real chance to play.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to diss on anybody, but the goals they're giving up, same thing we were talking about a minute ago, it's not soft goals like I give up. It's like legit breakdowns on the decor.
Yeah, I think you'll see it happen. The question is going to be, Eagles they've got Holm, they've got Miner both up. I mean, Miner's playing. Holmes right now is just sitting.
Yeah.
So we may see, one of them come down.
Yeah.
Miner's played the minimum number of games for playoffs. Holmes, I think, has got to get a couple more under his belt with us.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But I think you've got that situation there that, we may see some of those guys come back down. I mean, Frisk, we could see him go well. Right now, Cranley's the goalie we're really kind of trying to ride a little bit to get him pushing. But
yeah, he's a good kid. Draft pick from St. Louis seems to be, really looking to – he was looking for an opportunity, and I think he's really trying to capitalize on it here.
Yeah.
That game he played the other night, man, some of those blocker saves he made, he seems like he's getting ahead of the play.
Yeah.
Like he's just dialed in.
Yeah. He's fun to watch.
What's going on, ticket sales wise? You guys are crushing it.
Yeah, I think to me, a lot of it's the work ethic. I mean, from a business standpoint, our goal is to continue to increase, ticket sales in the double digits, which we've seen year over year. I will tell you right now, the current ticket staff that I have is absolutely amazing. I mean, out pushing and calling and doing. I think a lot of credit goes to them. And I think as more people are coming to games, right, the word of mouth adds to it. I've always looked at the numbers and said, okay, hey, we've got a huge group ticket sales number. our walk-up's going to increase. And I think that comes into play where it's like, you know, hey, you know, Jay, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, you know, the whole family or the business, we're all going to a Grizzlies game. And all of a sudden, as we're talking, it's like, oh, that sounds a lot of fun. Let's go. Yeah. So our season ticket numbers are up. Our ticket holder numbers are up. Our group numbers are up. I mean, suites are doing really, really well.
Yeah, try to get a suite for me.
I know, yeah. You're like, hey, can I get a suite? And I'm like, no, they're all gone. Sorry.
I don't like to hear that.
Yeah. Well, that's the hard part, too. It's just like, oh. I mean, we had, you know.
I love to hear that you guys are selling all the suites. And I just feel picked on when I don't get one when I want. Because yeah. I'm used to it. I'm like, just put me upstairs. You're like, nope, they're all sold.
Yeah, they're all gone.
That's awesome.
I mean, last week or is it 2 weeks ago, two of my ticket guys, both of them had a lease suite sell in the same week, which really isn't, you know, you wish that happened all the time, but it doesn't. But I mean, to know that we had two companies that came in and said, hey, we want to lease a suite from you in the same week was awesome to see, but it's hard work from the staff and making things happen.
How did you guys land Journey?
I don't know, but I'm glad we landed it because it was a phenomenal show.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So, yeah, I mean,
another one where I call you. I'm like, hey, I want to buy a suite. I'm not even looking for discounts. I just want a suite. And you're like, sorry.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Well, as soon as it hit in, I had fan friends who were like, hey, we want to go, So I put my name on the list. You know, we bought a suite. And,
oh, really?
And, oh, yeah. Yeah, there's some events I'm able to get a suite for, but for the most part, it's like, you know, we got to buy them. And I've never heard of them, but Benson Boone.
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Nope.
My kids love them.
Oh.
Love him.
Okay.
You know, so I had to call and I'm like, hey, put my name on a suite. And so, yeah. So we'll be buying a suite for Benson Boone with all the, he's not from here, but he lives in Utah right now.
Okay. All right.
But it's sold out. His show was sold out. So.
Well, that's cool. See, that's one of the things I like is that, you know, like I love the Maverick Center and people diss on West Valley or whatever. And I'm like, just go to the Maverick Center.
Yeah.
It's a great building. Like I love it. And the sight lines for hockey are great. I think acoustically it's better than the Delta Center to listen to a concert for sure.
Yeah.
But it blows my mind. Like you get 8,500 people to a game and people are like, that's the coolest thing I've seen. Like, I love hockey. Somebody was just saying it to me when I walked in the building here, they'd gone to a game. Oh, no, it was at my son's work at Beauty Lab. A bunch of those guys went to a game. You gave them tickets, yeah. I don't know. And they all loved it. And they're like, I've never been to a hockey game before. I want to go to all of them now. I'm like, then go.
Yeah.
Like, just keep going. That's what blows my mind is people go have a great time, and then it's like they don't go again.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind. And they loved it.
Honestly, it is the best sport to watch live.
Yeah, for sure.
Hands down. Uh-huh. I mean, we've all been to, you know, I've been to the Jazz, and the Jazz are good. Basketball's fun to watch. Football's fun to watch. You know, I've been to Real Soccer. I mean, I've been to all the sports, and they're all fun. They're all fun to watch. There's nothing against them. But to watch a hockey game live, I mean, the fast-paced action, it's hard-hitting, it's always moving. Absolutely the best there is. And I've said that for years, right?
I know.
Everyone's a hockey fan. They just don't know it yet. You got to go out to a game. You got to see it live. You got to experience it. And then it's just like, okay, the hook gets in there and you just got to keep coming back.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think it's almost like how my wife has to sell hot yoga to everybody. Like, go once, you'll like it. But go three times, you'll be hooked.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the same thing for people that aren't hockey fans right now. For me, it doesn't make any sense that there's hockey and you're not going.
Right.
Like, there's a pro team here, go watch them.
Right.
But I love the fact that you get, like, the crowds that you guys are bringing in, that your sales team's kicking butt and bringing in all these, it makes the game so much more fun. Those games over the weekend with that huge crowd, that was fun. Yeah. Monday night was kind of dead, but you expect that on Monday night.
But here's the thing, is even our Monday night and even our Sunday, right? I mean, these games that we had this last weekend, at first were slated Friday, Saturday, Monday, right? Journey comes in. Okay, hey, we'll move our game to the Sunday. But even our Sunday and our Monday crowd was still a better crowd for a Sunday and a Monday than we've had, you know, in past Sunday, Monday games. So even on these weekday games, we're still seeing the spike. We're still seeing an increase and a bump in attendance and ticket sales with what we've got going on. I mean, do we want 8,500 on a Monday? Sure. We're not going to get it right now.
Yeah.
But what we have on that Monday – historically to Mondays was a better Monday for us, yeah, which is what we want.
I think it felt that way. Yeah. I think it felt that way. And you actually notice it as a player. Like, I notice coming out, like when I e-bog, and you come out on a Monday to 3,500 as opposed to coming out on Friday to 8,500. Yeah. There's a different energy in the locker room, too. So the fans need to keep coming out.
Yeah.
All right. We know we got the push. You know, you've got Idaho coming in.
So we have six home games left.
All right. And that's three against Idaho, two against Kansas City?
Three Idaho, three Kansas City.
Okay.
So
that's
two more road hits.
Just
got to
pick
City
up a couple wins.
Yeah, we got to win. I mean, right now, we need to win games. Yep. If we can win games, then I believe we'll be okay. Yeah. And we play, I mean, when we finish up in Idaho, right, end of the year in April, we play better. We play better in Idaho. So, you know, I think end of the day, I think we'll win some games and have some fun and let's push it playoffs.
Yeah, Ryan does such a good job at making sure the guys are having fun, too.
Yeah.
That's the one thing about I e-bugged with Rapid City, too, last year, though. And those guys were having a blast. And they buzzed during practice.
Yeah.
And their coach was bringing the boombox out on the ice and just playing music. And just, I mean, the guys were just having a good time. And I think that shows. Yeah. But a lot of youth coaches think the word fun is a four-letter word.
Oh, you got to have fun. I mean, the boys went and played golf yesterday. I mean, what a great day to go off. After three games and five and six and, hey, go take a day off. And it's nice weather. And they went out and...
Perfect.
Hit some balls and played golf.
Do you think all the talk of the NHL coming to Utah is helping drive up ticket sales?
Absolutely.
Just because anytime you talk about hockey.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're talking hockey, I mean, we've got our advertising out there, right? We're pushing it out there, but I think when it's going out there and they start thinking hockey and some of it's said, you know, some of it's got, hey, we do have a team already, but some might start looking for it and searching and they see it. So I think anytime that we're talking hockey, is definitely a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, not only for the professional team, but I think across the board, you know, I mean, I think when we're talking hockey and hockey's coming in and, you know, kids might start thinking about it or you've got an adult that's like, oh, that sounds fun. You know, they're searching for, well, what's out there.
Yeah.
So, I think talking hockey is definitely a good thing across the board.
What was your reaction when you first heard do you remember when you first heard somebody say, hey, they're really looking to bring an NHL team here?
Yeah.
What was your reaction? And how did you hear about it at first?
I think my first hearing about it, I don't know. It's probably social media,
okay. Probably.
I mean, and I know you hit it pretty heavy once you found out about it as well. You know, I was never a hockey guy growing up.
Right.
Right? I mean, I played every other sport. Going, you know, I mean, I remember one of my first games, and it's hilarious. I was talking to a guy this weekend about it. But one of my first games with the Grizzlies was during the NBA lockout. I don't know who the Grizzlies were playing. I don't know who won the game. What I do remember is it was the NBA lockout. John Stockton, who really nobody knew was a hockey guy, right, was driving the Zamboni.
Yeah, he was on the Zam. I remember that.
He was coming off the ice, forgot to lift up the back end.
Oh.
And so it just... All you hear is, you know. So I'm sure Ekram, who you know very well, right? Our ops guy was probably not happy because the blades just got all messed up. But,
oh, right.
But, you know, but I think here, when I heard about it, was like, all right, you know, I mean, it's, you know, let's go with it. Let's see what happens. I mean, we've said before, talking hockey in the state of Utah is a good thing. Let's keep it pushing. Let's keep more kids playing and things happening.
One of the main things, so I go around a lot and I ask, in fact, we did this at the Grizzlies game.
Right.
We went around and we asked a lot of people, hey, what did you think when you found out? And a lot of their first reaction was, I don't want anything to happen to the Grizzlies.
Right.
Like, I can afford to go to the Grizzlies. I love the Grizzlies. Right. That was a majority of the reaction we got. Yeah. I'm for the NHL, but I don't want the Grizzlies to go away.
Correct.
Current roadmap for NHL teams is to buy the closest team to them, especially if they have their own building.
Right.
And have them play in the American League,
right
there. Does that sound plausible?
Yeah, I mean, end of the day, it's all going to come down to the ownership situation, right? I mean, obviously, Ryan Smith bringing, you know, he's the talk with NHL coming in.
Yep.
It's just the communication and putting points in place to say, hey, look, we've got a building, we've had AHL before,
yeah,
so we could put AHL back in there. So, I mean, it's definitely possible to say, hey, look, we've got the NHL team playing, you know, downtown. The American Hockey League team comes in. You know, there's ownership there. We're going to put them out there at the Maverick Center. I mean, that's all possible. I don't see us going away, or I don't see minor league hockey going away.
Right.
Right. Whether it's we stay in the ECHL, whether we move up to the American Hockey League, and push AHL out of there. Hockey's going to be at the Maverick Center. I don't see that changing.
If you, like, you weren't a hockey guy before, but now you're definitely right in the middle of all of it.
Yeah.
You've got kids that are playing. Your kid's here with you now.
Yeah, I got Ash with me.
Ash is here.
She says she's better than my oldest boy, Cooper, which I probably agree with. He would say it's the opposite, but.
We got Cooper in one of those hits, too.
Yeah. He told me, he's like, Dad, I'm going to be on. And I'm like, great. That's cool.
So now you're in it, and you've seen the politics, you've seen all the crap, we've talked about it on the show. You and I haven't really talked about it on the show, but I've had Jordan Parisi, who's pretty passionate about it.
Right.
Like, he comes from a real hockey family, comes from a real hockey market. Jack Skilly, same thing, hockey family, hockey market. They moved to Utah. They're like, why is youth hockey so messed up here? And I'm not going to get into any of that right now, but that is definitely a thing. If the NHL comes in and you look at the what they're using or how they're developing hockey in Vegas or how they're developing in hockey in Seattle, for example, in markets that they weren't in, and they come in and they just plop a couple new rinks down, or four new, you know, double sheets, and they say, okay, we own hockey now and we're going to make youth hockey better. One, do you think that would work? And two, where would you start putting rinks throughout the state of Utah? Where do you think there could be the biggest population growth in hockey?
You know, I think the hockey is both my kids have played travel hockey. We've traveled, you know, I mean, looking at, like, if you talk about Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Vegas, I don't think the Vegas Golden Knights really own the full hockey and pushing the hockey in Vegas, right? I mean, they've got their junior team,
yeah,
right? But as we've gone down there and played, there are multiple associations down there.
Yeah,
in
you
Vegas,
still have the
right?
storm.
You still
whatever,
have the storm, and so you've got all those groups there. So I think when, you know, if the NHL was to come here and say we own this place, right, you still have to have it ran by other associations. And so I think when you look at that geographic area of saying, okay, hey, you know, hockey's in the state of Utah, is the NHL going to own it? I don't think most teams, they don't own the whole hockey footprint, right? They're going to say, hey, we're going to now create this, you know, group that's going to be our area, right? Like the Golden Knights have the Junior Golden Knights.
Yep.
That's what they have. Do they run it? They probably have a group that's coming in to help run it, right? But I think, you know, I think the hockey's going to grow. I mean, where do you put it right now? I think, you know what, West Jordan, South Jordan, okay. Harriman area.
Yep,
I think
sure.
That one's growing. I think you need something there. You know, I think up north would probably be a good place to put another one.
Yeah.
As we've got growth there. I mean, you know, what, Layton, Syracuse area. So kind of in between, you know, because you got the Bountiful area, you've got Ogden. You know, Ogden could potentially use another sheet as well.
Yeah.
There.
Eagle Mountain was talking. I think
Eagle Mountain area. What, Saratoga Springs, Eagle Mountain area.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
Probably put something there.
What about St. George? What do you think you could develop hockey players if you put it through a double sheet?
Well, I don't know about St. George. To me, is an interesting spot.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got the rink now down in Cedar City and Enoch, right? So that one's coming up. That one's they're just finishing it up. So that's a cool spot there. I think St. George would be a cool area. I think with everybody living down there and that going, I think hockey could work there.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, especially it's so hot down there. It's like, hey, let's go inside and get cool off for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think St. George could be a good spot for it as well. Park City, obviously, you know, they're getting another rink up there, so that's a good spot.
Yeah, that's such a cool rink, too. And I love that it's not owned by a government entity.
Right. Point of the Mountain area.
Yeah.
Possibly. Lehigh could be a good spot, possibly. And I mean, you always hear. I mean, there's always these, you know, small voices like, ah, we're going to, you know, we're going to put a rink somewhere here. We're going to put a rink there.
Yeah, somebody put up a, I can't remember where it was, but there was a Facebook page for a rink coming up. And I kept messaging them. I'm like, hey, who's running this? Where's it going to be? I'd have to go back and look. I swear this was Lehigh.
I think it was, I think there was, I mean, you hear the talks over. I mean, I remember going to, what was it, South Jordan? Harem? I don't know. I went somewhere years ago. It was like we went to, you know, try to push. It was the Salt Lake County. It was like, okay, we're going to look at putting the rinks right in these spots. And the thing I look at is, you know, putting a rink, it's expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, the cost of an ice sheet is not cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, I know with us at the Maverick Center, obviously we've got concerts and other stuff coming in, but once we're done playing hockey, that ice is gone because of the cost.
Right.
You know, and the time that people want ice is the prime time from, you know, 5 o'clock until, you know, 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
Then the adults want to play into it, but I mean, you got a lot of time during the day that ice is just sitting.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I mean, you could see some rinks popping in again. We've heard it. I mean, St. George has been talking about St. George ice for what, a decade now.
Right.
Yeah. But again, it's going to come down to it's all. I mean, it's a business. It's dollars and cents, and who's
that's
gonna
why
make
I think
work?
They bring in an NHL team and they're like, hey, we're going to build up youth. And if you look at like the junior jazz program. You know, they got 70,000 kids playing. Now, granted, there's a basketball court everywhere.
Well, and the what's the cost to play junior jazz?
Right, not much.
$50?
Yeah.
$60, if that, right? Yeah. But I can tell you, I mean, playing hockey, I mean, Ash played, what, Division I rec hockey this year in Ogden, and it was like $700-$800.
It was? For just rec hockey?
For rec hockey.
That's the dues or that's gear
that
two?
That was just the dues.
Just the dues. $700.
You know, then she's like, hey, Dad, I need a new stick. And oof. So that's going to, that picked up, what, $180 to $200 on a stick. And then, yep. I mean, she's growing and killing it. And so now she needs new leg pads and pants. And the cost of playing hockey is, you know, it's expensive. It's not like it's basketball where it's like, hey, go get a pair of shoes and
right.
I mean,
that's
shorts.
All you need.
That's all you need, right? I mean, the jersey comes with it.
Nope.
So.
The reversible jersey.
Yeah.
Those are miserable in hockey. For those teams that get them, they're miserable.
No. Well, and even, high school's growing. And I mean, my older boys play. He plays with Farmington High. And I mean, that's not cheap. I mean, last year they both played travel hockey. And
yeah.
Travel hockey's expensive.
Yeah.
I mean.
It was bad when I was coaching it.
Yeah.
And I think it's gotten way, way worse just in the last few years since my son's been out of it.
Well, the stay and plays on the road's way expensive. I mean, it's
you
do it because you love it. I mean, Ash and I, we've been to Phoenix, went to a Coyotes game back during the COVID year, and that was a lot of fun. Went to Detroit with my oldest boy and went to a Red Wings game, and that was so it's memories are being created, and that's what we do, why we do what we do with it all.
But right, you're not doing it for the college scholarship.
No,
the 1% that gets the college scholarship.
I mean, here's the deal: if any of my kids get a college scholarship to play hockey, it's not Cooper, it's Ash, because she's a girl.
Yep,
and that's
lot,
just I mean that's
lot
just father is too,
more
right?
Opportunity,
I mean,
a lot less.
Yeah,
yeah.
So she keeps going the way she's going. You know, Cooper will be the one in the back going, what the heck, what about me? But it's like, yeah, she's a girl, and the opportunities for her are greater than it is for the boys right now.
We've had a lot of women out of Utah get scholarships too.
Absolutely.
And that was crazy too. When my kids were at that age, they were both being recruited. My kids are 18 months apart.
Right.
So Tegan's getting a little offer here and a little offer here, and then my daughter just gets every offer in the world.
Right.
Literally almost every school you've ever heard of.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's the benefit. And that's cool because there's always that, you know, by law, there's got to be one spot for every girl there is for a boy. So that's awesome. And yeah, so as long as you don't mind spending the money, just knowing that you're creating memories. You're not guaranteed
and
a scholarship.
I mean, it's so much fun. Like it's fun to watch, and you know, the kids absolutely love it. I mean, one time I had three kids play, and now I've just got the two, but I mean, they love it. They enjoy it. And I mean,
it's so crazy when it's over because you're like, what do I even do with my life?
Yeah.
Like, I was at the rink every day, or I was every weekend, every holiday. was spent at some soccer or hockey tournament somewhere, not here. Thanksgiving, we had at the same Denny's in Vegas for 6 years. Yeah. That's where we had Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, we went to Phoenix, what, a couple of years ago for Thanksgiving, and we ended up finding, I don't know what it was, a hole-in-the-wall little, you know, place, because nothing else was open.
Yeah.
So.
And that's some of the...
But it's, I mean, it's so it's, cool. It's the fun, right?
That's,
I mean,
so
you go you go back through
it.
It's like, and I try to, I do a lot of stuff on, like, the Facebook and Instagram, right? And so I'll get the, you know, little...
The reminder.
The reminder of, hey, here's where it was. I mean, we had it, was it a couple months ago, Ash was playing. She was a mite with Davis County. And when the Golden Knights first came into town, the lady, the team manager for the team, got Ash and her team to be the mites on ice for the Golden Knights.
Oh, nice.
And they, you know, they videoed it. So every year I get this video pop up, and there's, you know, Ash wearing a number 5 Golden Knights jersey, and she's skating on the Golden Knights, you know, at the game.
Very cool.
Which was a cool experience.
Yeah. So. All right, so let's finish up. You've got 6 home games left. You got any big nights? You just did military night. It was so cool. That huge
flag
was unreal.
Awesome, right? Oh,
so cool. That's the stuff. Like, I've told people before, like, my entire goal when I started playing hockey is, like, I just want to play a game where they have time for the national anthem. Like, I want to hear the national anthem while I'm in net. I think that'd be cool. And so I'm a little bit more, I'm just overly patriotic, I guess.
Yeah.
And so to see something like those are tearjerkers for me, and to know histories behind those flags and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's, and that's, I mean, a lot of what we'll do too, right, is just try to find what are, you know, ways to add, you know, I mean, the game itself is great to watch, but if you're not a huge hockey fan, it's like, okay, let's come because of something else, whether it's, hey, it's military night and we're going to support the military, or if it's cancer night or Guns and Hoses or a holiday theme night or whatever it is, right? It's just, it's coming in and making it work. But I mean, I'll tell you, it was, you know, the Thicket Cell staff of, you know, Blaze working with the Brent Taylor Foundation and bringing in, you know, hey, we've got this flag coming. And last year they brought us the flag too, but it wasn't the major, that's for sure. And it was just cool, you know, even going into the coaches and saying, hey, you know, first off going to Ryan, hey, Ryan, we need our team to help go and pull this flag out. And then going into Jeff Carr and saying, hey, we've got this flag, would you mind? And, you know, he was like, absolutely, totally great. And so to
very
see
cool.
the both,
yeah,
teams
both teams
go
there,
and help and hold and push, it just adds to the whole experience of, you know, what it is. And again, to me, it's about the memories of what's going on.
Yeah.
In, you know, in 3 years, nobody's going to go back and say, you know something, that was awesome. And it's going to be the flag, right? And I think some people will remember the fact that, hey, Grizz came back 4-1 down and won 5-4. But there's a lot that aren't going to remember the hockey on the ice.
Yeah.
They're going to remember the flag.
Yeah.
Or as they walked up into the Maverick Center, all of the flags that were, you know, out front of the stairs. And those are the memories we're going to have of what happened.
Yeah.
You know.
So do you have any other promotional things coming up?
Right now we've got to just, I mean, we've got Girl Scout nights coming up. They've got a big sleepover, the Girl Scout stuff. A lot of big company stuff. Nothing is huge with that. I mean, we've got our fan appreciation night at the end of the year. But nothing that's the huge stuff right now. It's like, hey, just
a playoff push.
Come watch this team play hockey.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so much fun to watch and see what's going on, and, you know, come out and just have fun. I mean, you can yell and scream and, you know, high five.
Yeah, have a good time.
You know, get some food, drink
some
drinks.
The game on Monday, they were out and the little kids behind us screaming and having a great time and everybody's, you know, like chanting, and it was awesome to see, and just little kids screaming, "Let's go, Grizzlies!" and it was fun. All right, cool. Well, that's really all I wanted. I wanted to get caught up with you and see, and we're excited about the push. And I think, I personally love when our team's in first place and everything's going great, but this is where it's really fun to watch. It's already playoffs, like.
Yeah.
Every game matters. That's why the guys are fighting so hard and literally fighting so hard.
Yeah.
And I love watching this kind of hockey.
No, it's, I mean, on the business side, right? Would it be nice to be Kansas City right now, or even Idaho, right? They both have, they know they're going playoffs, right? Oh. So selling playoffs for them right now is great. For us, it's just like, okay, you know, we got to do it. And there's times that you come into it, and it's that last home game, you're like, hey, we're playoffs. And so you tell the staff, hey, by the way, tomorrow's Sunday, we're all coming into work because we got to start pushing out playoff tickets.
Yeah.
You know, because playoffs start that next weekend. So. Yeah. But no, it's fun. I mean, it's the playoff push. It's come out and have some fun. And I mean, these boys are, they're buzzing. They've got things happening. So.
Yeah. A great team. A lot of fun guys to watch.
And I think we'll probably see some guys come down from Colorado.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, I think you probably see Miner come down. Holm probably comes down. You might see a lot of up and down here in the next little bit, but. Yep. But hopefully Colorado helps us out and put some guys down to help us out. So.
Yeah, hopefully. It usually seems to go the other way where they take them right when we need them. But
yeah,
that's the blessing and the curse of being a farm club.
But we've got a good team. I mean, and Ryan's got he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does.
You know, he just signed another defenseman that should come in and should help us out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Was that today?
It'll be announced today, yes.
This won't go. This will be. We're not going to get you in trouble. This won't go out for a few hours anyway. Yeah.
No, we'll announce at 4:00. So once you hear this, you'll have seen that who our defenseman that we just signed is. So.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. Well, Jared, thanks again for coming out. Yeah, Ashley, thanks for coming out and talking our ears off.
Yeah, she's a little shy girl. Put her on the ice, she's different. But everywhere else, she's quiet and shy. Doesn't want to say anything.
My son's the same way. Never says a word. But he's. But my daughter never shuts up.
Yeah.
I don't know where she gets that from.
Yeah, not you.
All right, and that is the Utah Puck Report. Hey, if you like what you heard today on the Utah Puck Report, make sure you review and rate it wherever you get your podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and on Facebook. Get involved with everything we're talking about. You can find everything on KSLSports.com, all of our previous episodes. I want to thank KSL Sports for letting us talk about hockey. I want to thank my producer and my boss, Madison Heekhouse, for supplying us with the rooms and taking care of everything hockey-wise. And just help us build hockey. Follow us, like us, and let's make this thing go. And that is the Utah Puck Report.